Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my college football preview. The second school that's dear to my heart is the Tennessee Volunteers. If you like the video today, please come and share because I'm going to talk about the Volunteers and their team preview today. Special thanks to my debuser, Mr. Logan Landers, who's making it happen for me, and I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Well, it's so much I can say about the Tennessee Volunteers team preview. I would say this. Things are looking up on the hill up there in Knoxville, Tennessee. Very close to the program. Been a fan since I was 8 years old, 1968. And had great, close people that's came out of my neighborhood that's played football in Tennessee. I've had a nephew that's graduated. I had a sister that attended. I married a young lady from Loudoun, Tennessee, who's deceased right now. We have a daughter who's living in Nashville, a beautiful daughter. And I'm still close to a lot of people. They're good people in Knoxville. And so today, this preview of the Volunteers is special. Let me start with this right here. When you think about Tennessee football, you got to think about the voice, John Ward. It's football time in Tennessee, so let me give him love and respect. Then, the coach, Josh Heupel. Coach, I had a little hesitant you taking the job, but I should not really disrespect you because you have a chip on your resume as the national championship quarterback at Oklahoma. And you was a JUCO guy. So I disrespected you because I didn't know I wanted somebody else to have the job. But I tell you what, after year one, Tennessee is dangerous on that offensive side of the ball. And thank you, Coach Heupel. You got us thinking orange, explosiveness. Last year, the Tennessee offense averaged 39 points a game, 217 yards rushing, 257 in the air, 475 total offense. The only problem defensively, you gave up 29 points. But let's talk about the offense at the University of Tennessee this year. 8 starters back on offense. Coach, you got it right when you decided you was going to start that young man to transfer from Virginia Tech, Hendon Hooker. Father played in North Carolina A&T. Al, that's royalty. In the mid-80s at the quarterback position at North Carolina A&T. Look what Mr. Hooker done. 2,945 yards passing, 31 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Going into this season, all I can say is, Mr. Hooker, you got the offensive show. It's your show to run, baby. If I was you, I'd be thinking winning a lot of football games, and I'd be thinking, ching, ching, NFL, I'm coming. Then I like the receiver. Cedric Tillman came out of nowhere. 64 receptions, 1,081 yards, 12 touchdowns. So let me take you back to the receiver position up there on the hill at the University of Tennessee. See, Tennessee has a strong tradition of great wide receivers that's went on to the National Football League. Anthony Hancock, Mike Miller, Willie Gault, Darrell Wilson, Lenny Taylor, Tim McGee, Joey Clint Scales, Terrence Cleveland, Thomas Woods, Alvin Harper, Kyle Pickens, Peerless Price, Joey Kent, Marcus Nash. I don't have to say no more about wide receiver you at Tennessee, do I? Cedric Tillman is going to be the next great one. And two guys are waiting in the wings. A young man, I live in the metro Atlanta area in Douglasville, but I saw him play down there under Coach Weeks down there at Morrill High School. Shout out to you, Barry Brown, BB. Jimmy Callaway was special in high school. And I expect him going to be a player that's going to come out and be a shot caller along with Jalen Hyde. So that Tennessee wide receiver position is going to be special. And then the running game with Jabari Small is going to be real. He had over 767 yards last year. But offensively, that's a name I want to bring up. A young man I saw play at Paulden County. Running back. Very special. By the name of Justin Williams. He's a football player. Justin Williams Thomas. East Paulden. I saw him play as a junior 2 years ago, and he was running through people. The skill set, vision A+, power A+, between the tackles A+, ability to break tackles A+. He's got a little bit of the late, great Reggie Cobb in him and Chuck Webb. He's got that sort of skill set. Know a lot of people haven't heard of him. But you better get ready. It's going to be an explosion on the hill. The defense, that's the key that's going to keep Tennessee from maybe being a surprise team in the East this year. Defense gave up 29 points and a lot of yards in the passing game. But what I like about them, they're bringing back a lot of experience. Bryson Young and Tyler Barron have played a lot of football on the D-line. Jeremy Banks out of the 901, 128 tackles last year, 5.5 sacks. And they got a young man that's dear to my heart. A young man that I know by the name of Mark Denham, got one of the best voices announcing here in this area. This is his baby, his flock of athletes that he's trained. Trayvon Flowers is going to be all SEC this year and might go high up in the draft. Mark has trained this kid. This kid is a good football player and a hell of a baseball prospect. So Tennessee, even though I'm not going to say they're going to challenge Georgia in the East, but they're going to be dangerous. They're going to be dangerous. They're going to average more than 39 points a game. And if they get some type of little balance defensively, the big orange might be the big orange. But what I want to do, you know, I can't go with a team preview. I got to honor the previews of players that come out of my neighborhood. Carlton Peoples, Mark Studdaway, Brian Ingram, Xavier Cook, and another gentleman, Kevin Milan, Jesse Briggs, Tennessee Roy, Bernard played at Georgia. I'm so sorry. I'm getting carried away. But when you think about this Tennessee team, you think about this team that won the first national championship in the BCS, that 99 squad. I was at a sports bar in Marietta, all-star. And they dominated Florida State. They even though the score was 23-16, I got to give homage to that 99 team. T. Martin, Peerless Price, Kosi Coleman, Jamal Lewis, Travis Henry, Rashad Thompson, Deion Grant, Dwayne Goodrich. All of them got drafted in the NFL. Kudos to you, Coach Fuller and Al Wilson. Coach Fuller, I don't care what they said about Coach Fuller. He's been a mainstay at Tennessee. I don't care about all his transgressions. He's from Manchester. Played on that great 6-18 with Bobby Scott, Kurt Watson, Jackie Walker, Lester McClain. He's what you call loyalty. That Tennessee man, blue and through, orange and white. Then think about, see, Tennessee is almost like my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma. Don't do a lot of mouthing. Stay handling business, and great people come through there. At the quarterback position, you think about 1956, he played wing back, but again, another loyal Tennessee man, Johnny Majors. Charlie Fulton, who's out of Memphis in 65. Dewey Warren, who's out of Savannah. Bubba Weiss, Bobby Scott, Condrey Chalaway, Randy Wallace, Jimmy Streeter, Alan Cockrell, and Tony Robinson. See, Heldon Hooker and Tony Robinson are following the same path. Tony Robinson came in at 85 season, had Tim McGee, Joey Klinscales, Eric Swanson. Tony got hurt. Things didn't change. Daryl Dickey still took the team to the Sugar Bowl, but Tony Robinson made the cover of Sports Illustrated. See, I see that in Heldon Hooker. He might make one of them covers this year. And I'm going to go back to the receiver position again. I left Kelly Washington and Dante Starward out. Cedric Wilson, another homeboy, who's now the head football coach at Melrose that was on the 1999 National Championship squad. I'm sorry if I'm leaving people out in this preview. And then the pass rushing ability, all the great pass rushers that came through Tennessee. Chris Mims, Chuck Smith, Horace Morris, Todd Kelly, Casey Rogers, Marion Hoblin, and the great legendary Reggie White out of Chattanooga. And another great football player in Dale Carter. They're not loud on the hill. But you know what? Tennessee might be back this year. And they will be tough in the SEC East. Offense, superstars all over the field. Josh Heupel's system is hard to defend. And then the defense, they just got to get a little bit. Coach Scott, it's just got to get a little bit out of them. But I like where the Tennessee Volunteers are going in 2022. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. The honor and do the 2022 Tennessee Volunteers team preview. To my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, thank you. See, it's only one way that I need to end this video today. And I got to end it this way. If you're a Tennessee fan, I don't care if you're black, white, green, yellow. I don't care if you live in Nashville, Memphis, Ripley, Loudoun, Lenoir City, Sweetwater, Manchester, Murfreesboro, Cookeville. You know what I gotta say? Wish that I was on Rocky Top, down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke in the Rocky Top. Ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half bear and the other half wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop. I still dream about Rocky Top. Oh, Rocky Top.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner with 100 Yards Football. Thank you today. And to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen. God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.